Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Star Billy Walker for you with one called Charlie's Shoes. And tomorrow would have been Billy Walker's birthday. Just one of the greatest guys in this business and someone that I admired and respected so very, very much. And I thought I'd go back and pick up a little excerpt. Billy Walker, of course, was a frequent guest with us on the Hits radio program and was always super kind to me as a kid growing up. But a lot of people don't know that Billy Walker was supposed to be on the airplane that wound up causing the deaths of Patsy Cline, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Cowboy Copas. And one night on the Hits radio show, I asked Billy Walker about that particular trip and how he actually got out of that just horrific airplane crash.
They had me listed dead in the Nashville paper the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had all planned to go over there together.
Mm-hmm.
And come back together, but the plans kept changing. You know, Randy Hughes was my manager too. There's a lot of people fail to realize that after all these years, but mm-hmm. Patsy and I worked together quite a lot because we had the same manager.
Yeah.
And we had worked a lot of dates right prior to that where we flew with Randy. And
now Randy was also Cowboy Copas's, was it son-in-law?
Yes, he was.
Uh-huh.
He was married to Kathy, who was Copas's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that particular night after the show, we had a press party at the Townhouse Hotel there in Kansas City, Kansas, and it lasted till almost 1 o'clock because the last show didn't get over with till 11 something. And so by the time we got back to the hotel, we had this press party for the press there, and I got an emergency phone call, and Hawkshaw Hawkins was standing close to me. And he always called me kid. He was about 6 foot 6 and I'm 6 foot 3, but
yes.
I was about 5 or 6, 7 years younger than he was, and always called me kid. He said, "What's wrong, kid?" And I said, "Well, my father-in-law has just had a major heart attack, and I'm supposed to return to Nashville as soon as I can get there."
Yeah.
And so he didn't say much else, and the press party got over with. And when we started down the elevator, he whipped out his open airline ticket, and he said, "Hawkshaw Hawkins is supposed to be on this flight at 6 o'clock in the morning, a TWA flight going back to Nashville." And he said, "Here, you be Hawkshaw Hawkins." And that's why I didn't come back with Randy and Patsy and them.
That just showed what kind of a generosity that he did have.
Well, he was a great guy, and we were very dear friends, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Copas. I was telling the folks that Copas and I worked a lot of dates together in the early 60s, before his death.
Yes.
It seemed like every time we went into a restaurant, he would order first.
Uh-huh.
And it always worked out that he never got his food until he was the last one to get his food. And, you're talking about he really got irritated about that a lot of times.
I bet he did.
But he was a great guy.
And do you remember, were you on the Grand Ole Opry that following weekend, Billy?
Yes, I was. Well, you see, we were at the funeral of Patsy and Hawks here in Madison, and I was sitting right beside of Johnny Wright and Kitty Wells.
Yeah.
And whenever they came in and said that Jack had got killed on the way to Patsy's funeral.
Mm-mm.
And it was a very tragic era right along in there.
So in about 3 days, you really lost 5 very good friends.
Oh, yes, very definitely. And it's something that is, it may be 30 years ago, but I'll tell you what, it just seems like the other day.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, that's great. Well, Billy, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us. You have any special memories of any 3 of those that you'd like to share with us before we let you go tonight?
Well, Patsy, it seems like, it's kind of like Elvis Presley. The longer that she's gone, the more highlighted her career has become.
That's the truth.
And she's still my favorite singer. Mm-hmm. Of all the girls, I like a lot of girl singers, but I guess Patsy is still my favorite one because she just made an impression upon me because we worked together long before either one of us got here at the Grand Ole Opry, and she just has a real special place in my heart.
And we play word games, hiding.
There's one called Word Games. We'll do the little combination out to my friend Kenneth Knight up there in Hendersonville, Tennessee, listening to us tonight. We appreciate that very much. Always good to hear from Kenneth and from Kelly as well. Speaking of Patsy Cline, we should do a song from Patsy tonight. Here's one called South of the Border, Down Mexico Way.
South of the border, down Mexico Way, that's where they fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as they wander, their thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico Way. She was a just for a tender while, he kissed the smile upon her face, for it was fiesta. South of the border, he rode back one day. There in a veil of white by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told him that he mustn't stay. South of the border,
teardrops showing just the way I felt, looking at the emptiness the one I loved had left. My little boy said, Daddy, Mama's left us all alone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry, 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home. I've heard my tiny boy pour courage in this man, the courage to repair our shattered world now right again. Thanks to him I found her, his words pushed me along. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again.
you cry, 'cause mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. Yes, I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home.
Hi there, friends and neighbors. This is Stonewall Jackson, right here in Brady, Texas, with my good friend Tracy Pitchcock on KNEL Radio. Stay with us. We'll treat you so many ways you gotta like one of them.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is still the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody somebody to love. You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is still the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine,
Tracy.
Good afternoon.
Do you have You Never Seen an Angel in Your Mother's Eyes by Randy Travis?
I do.
Could you play that one and Paul Nichols?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and some of the boys were sitting around the other night, started talking about politics, religion, love, and life, and what a shame it was about 9/11, and what about hell, and what about heaven, and is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him,
are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Were you made?
And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first.
That's right.
And who always came running every time you cried out? And how many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in? And who'll be there for you right up to the end? Think about it now.
Are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. You missed the most obvious thing. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes.
Pickard, you got time to get a fall away in there?
I bet we can do fall away for you.
10-4-day, sir.
All right, thank you.
Fall
bye-bye.
Fall away. Fall away.
Ooh. This morning, I woke up old and gray. I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day. And when you're happy, the years fall away. Fall away. Today, I looked at you, and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
It's a great song. I always think of my friend Louise Kinzing when I play that. Louise loved that song, and I love Louise and certainly still miss her, no doubt about it. Well, we've got music coming up next for you. My friend Gay Elizabeth has tuned in tonight, and Gay asked me to play a couple of tunes for her, and I'm more than happy to do that. Here's a song that the great Carl Smith recorded a few years ago, and I always like this song as well. So for Gay Stevens especially, here's Carl Smith.
This lady loving me don't ask for much. A warm place to sleep and a gentle touch. There's no place that I would rather be than in the arms of a lady loving me. More times than not I've done her wrong. All night gone drunk or somewhere stoned. But she always takes me back, would you believe? Good in this lady loving me. There's a lady loving me, I don't know why. She puts up with all my no goods and my lies. Lord knows I don't deserve to be in the arms of this lady loving me. I guess I was born bound for hell. Always done her bad and done it well. I slipped around at times so I could be in the arms of a lady loving me. There's a lady loving me, I don't know why. She puts up with all my no goods and my lies. Lord knows I don't deserve to be in the arms of this lady loving me. There's a lady loving me, I don't know why. She puts up with all my no goods and my lies. Lord knows I don't deserve to be in the arms of this lady loving me.
You were warm each time I held you. You always looked so neat. You were all the things a woman ought to be. You were there when you were needed. Question about anything I do. I tell you things you never doubted me. I don't know when you stopped caring.
What kind of deal is this for me?
What kind of deal is this? I'll do it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now Now me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all foul up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He says, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this will go down in history, I guess, of being an awful night.
Yeah, can you play a song by Charlie Pride called Behind Closed Doors?
I've got that by Charlie Rich.
Oh, Charlie Rich, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Charlie Rich.
I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, bye-bye.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Turn out the lights, she's still awake.
Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
KNEL and Tracy Pitcock, and you'll be hearing the best in the hillbilly hits.
Fond of a lot of girl singers. I shouldn't say girl. I'm going to get in trouble. Jeannie Seely always gets on to me about saying girl singers. Female vocalist. I'm a very big fan of a lot of female vocalists in this business. But that right there is the all-time greatest in my book. The great Kitty Wales. Kitty Wales doing a song called Fickle Fun. Had a request, and this is a good point, and I guess that he is right about this, but Jimmy called me from Menard and told me that I had not played one George Jones song the whole night, and I apologize if I haven't, because that's not right. We should always play George Jones song, and he's won anything but George. And I picked this song because this was one of my dad's favorite George Jones songs. My dad was not a not a person that was a big star person, but I guess the two people that he was most excited to meet was the great George Jones and Johnny Rodriguez. And I was glad to be there both times whenever he met both of those great artists for the first time. But here's one from George that every time I hear it, I think of my dad. And I love this version. I love George's original version, but I think I might even like this version better. Here's George Jones and Ricky Skaggs and She Once Lived There.
The mayor gave me the key city, the welcome wagon's already appeared, but again I'll be tired.
just blue enough to do most anything. And I know I'm gonna hate myself again. But I know you don't want me like I want you. Or you'd be afraid to let me get this blue. For the wrong you've done, for the heartaches that you've caused by reckless fun. But the worst of all you never can undo. That's what you've done to make me fall in love with you.
Thank you.
yes, a thief, hanging by his side. But he spoke to him with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. If that isn't love, then the oceans are dry. There's no stars in sky. Little sparrows can't fly. But listen to me. If that isn't love, then heaven just a minute. There's no feeling, oh, like this. If that isn't love, oh, but praise God, yes it is. If that isn't love, then the ocean. There's no stars in the sky. Oh. Little sparrows can't fly. If there isn't love, then the heavens are just a bit. There's no feeling, oh, like this. If there isn't love, there's no feeling like this.
Love.
There's Loretta for you. And are you washing the blood of the Lamb? That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show because we are all out of time tonight. Hope you'll visit with us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. I'll be spending some time up there, so maybe I'll get a chance to see you if you stop by at 1701 South Bridge Street in good old Brady, Texas. We'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. I think we'll be doing Facebook Live Sunday as well. I need to double check, but I believe we'll be doing that on a Sunday afternoon. I will be gone next Thursday for the Hits Radio Show, so we'll have one of our Best of Hits programs from previous time. We'll be working in Brenham, Texas for a big concert with Daryl McCall, Mona McCall, and Tony Booth down there. So looking forward to being with all those fine folks down in Brenham, Texas on Thursday, and then over in Shreveport, Louisiana on Friday. So Friday evening. So looking forward to that. Hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again tomorrow at KNEL. I'm Tracy Pidcox. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. We told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Loretta, also I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.